Taking a look first at your local and regional news. The 2023 growing season produced a bumper crop for some area wheat farmers who took honors for top-yielding wheat crops. The growers were honored during the Michigan Wheat Yield Contest, with two of them receiving high honors in the National Wheat Yield Contest as well. Those who were recognized for taking top wheat production included Randy Eschenberg from Eschenberg Farms in Almont Township, whose crop produced 169.8 bushels per acre. Second place honors went to Jeff Crone of Crone Acres in Huron County, whose crop produced 167.1 bushels per acre. And taking third place was Dave Milligan of Milligan Farms in Tuscola County, producing 136.3 bushels per acre. The winners in the Drylin Soft Red Winter wheat crop production were Dwight Bartle of Bartle Farms in Sanilac County, whose crop produced 137.4 bushels per acre, and Nancy Bartle with Bartle Farms in Sanilac County, who had a crop that produced 139.6 bushels per acre. When a Michigan wheat farm enters the NWF contest, he or she is automatically entered into the Michigan Wheat Program Yield Competition. Randy Eschenberg's crop production also earned him second place on a national level competition. According to the Michigan State University, producers are feeling confident about this year's wheat crop as well. The deadline to enter this year's winter wheat crop is May the 15th. For more information or to enter the competition, you can go to the website www.yieldcontest.com. And another local and regional news. The balmy weather makes it perfect for a bike ride along a paved scenic trail in southern Tuscola County. The Smooth Rollin' Southern Lynx Trail Rig Group will be hosting a 14-mile ride on a 10-foot-wide asphalt trail at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, May 8th, where there will be a view of forest, farmlands, wetlands, and open fields. To participate, riders will gather at the Southern Lynx Trailway trailhead in Columbiaville, then ride to Millington, and then back to Columbiaville. Riders are required to have and wear a helmet, have some water, have a tire repair kit, as well as to have a red light on the back of their bicycle and a white light on the front of it. The railway is a recreational area that uses the former railroad bed that was developed with a Michigan Department of Transportation grant more than 30 years ago. It was the first trail in the area to be developed on a former railroad track. The trail is overseen by a management council composed of representatives from village council members from Columbiaville, Otter Lake, Millington, and the townships of Forest and Millington. The trail is funded with donations as well as the support of local townships. There are also donation tubes located throughout the trail. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Get on board.
The water is open. It's time to go boating and fishing and leave stress in our wake. Feel the wind as we ride and a fish on the line. Reel in our first catch and feel the sun at our backs. It's get out on the water season. It's time to get on board. Find out where to get on board near you. Visit Take Me Fishing and Discover Boating to learn more. And please recreate responsibly.
Get on board. Get on board.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Hamas says the latest round of Gaza ceasefire talks has ended in Cairo. After recent signs of progress, the outlook appears to have dimmed again as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vows to resist international pressure to halt the war. But Israeli media reports that CIA chief William Burns, a main mediator in the talks, will be meeting with Netanyahu on Monday. Israel has closed its main crossing point for delivering badly needed humanitarian aid for Gaza after Hamas militants attacked it and killed three soldiers. The defense minister warns of, quote, a powerful operation in the very near future, as well as across other places in Gaza. And back home, continuing your national and international news, students continue to protest the war in Gaza and have left their camp at the University of Southern California without major incident after they were surrounded by police and threatened with arrest. In Boston, Northeastern University's commencement ended peacefully at Fenway Park on Sunday. Many were watching developments closely at both campuses. Police last month arrested more than 90 people when they first broke up a pro-Palestinian encampment at USC, while police in Boston arrested about 100 protesters at a similar camp at Northeastern University. The Associated Press has tallied around 2,500 arrests across 50 campuses since April the 18th, based on its reporting and statements from universities and law enforcement. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Slum Area news anytime, you can go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look at your obituaries next, there are currently no area deaths to report for today. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.